95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog, Riggs, Guy, intern Steve, who we pushed out of the room after the big Zoom party. He had some people he wanted to branch off and talk to individually, so we'll let him do that. Because it's time for another installment right here on Morning Hog Happy Hour of Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot. Wow. I feel like we just saw you. Now, let me ask you this much. We're 1 week away from Christmas Day. It is the gift-giving season. You guys gave us a call about an hour ago. You dropped off a bag, it was basically like a garbage bag, no offense. We ripped it open, and there's a bow on top of a box, and Guy is going to open it. And what's inside of this thing?
I think it's something pretty cool and something you'll be excited
Guy,
about.
Guy, what is it? Tell me, Guy. I can't see from the
stone.
Oh!
12 days of IPAs.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
This one's going to get interesting.
Wow. Oh, my
God. Extremely interesting.
Look at that thing.
This isn't a regular variety pack. It's not, you know, you get two or three of each in there.
Yeah.
There are 12 different beers in this box.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, me and Riggs and I have been friends for about 6 years.
Yeah.
We've never, ever, ever had an argument. We may come to blows today.
Yeah, I mean, I've already seen you like pulling some bottles close to you, and I don't like the way that you're moving those things. I've probably spent, I mean, I'm just going to guesstimate, I've probably spent a couple $1,000s on stone IPA boxes this year alone, you know?
You probably never got some of these flavors, to be honest.
Oh, I'm super psyched. All right, well, what are we going to do today?
Yeah, let's fire off this cannon.
All right, so I'm going to start off with saying that this is extremely rare. So if you see it on the shelf, do not hesitate.
Really? Okay. So
we did not get many of these.
Oh.
Just because it's such a cool product. It's very limited. So if you see it, grab it. You will not regret it. You got 12 different beers in a single pack.
Okay. We are no longer airing this segment, but let's move forward ahead. Cause I got to go buy. No. Is it on the shelves right now or do we got to wait a little bit?
You should be able to find it now.
All right.
I'll let Guy say his favorite line there about that.
Just go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
All right.
Stone. And you're going to look up Stone 12 Days of IPAs.
Like an advent calendar.
Open one, Guy. Open one. Where are we going first?
I don't know which one to open.
We're going to start off with the classic Stone IPA.
Oh, it's classic. I love classics.
So if you're a craft drinker, you've had Stone IPA. I don't know if you can consider yourself a craft drinker if you have.
Right. Yes. Yeah, you should be ashamed.
Right. It's been around forever. Clocks in at 6.9%. You know, we've talked about the classic IPAs out there, the Dogfish 60 in 90 minutes, Lagunitas IPA.
Right.
Some of the big boys out there that have been doing it for a long time, and Stone is in that same crowd. They've been doing it forever. I think close to 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. What is there to complain about?
Yeah. You know? By the way, I just took a sip and a little bit got on my chin, and I wiped it with my hand, and then I licked my hand. That's how good it is. Like, I don't want to miss a drop. I don't want to miss a drop, you know?
I tell you what, I think I've told you this before. I've actually drank at the brewery in Escondido, California.
Oh, so jealous.
That I have not done, so I am very jealous.
Yeah, show off.
Yeah, actually, you should probably leave now and just like finish that off.
Yeah, I'm taking the beer with me.
You know, wait. Okay. If you have had IPAs and you are expecting an IPA flavor and a major, you know, just the main profile, that should be it. That should be the prototype right there.
Agreed. You know, Stone is known for their hot bitterness, assertiveness, I guess you could say. And, you know, the classic IPA is no different.
Okay. Oh, it's so good. Okay. Great start. Great foundation. Now I feel like we begin to get a little weird. All right. Where do we go next?
All right. So next we're going to do Stone's go-to IPA.
Whoa. Okay. All right. So much lighter in color.
Exactly. Much lighter in color. Almost looks like a Pilsner lager.
Let me see that thing.
All right. Good catch, Amelia, on that color because there's a reason for it. This is clocks in at 4.6%. So this is actually one of their session IPAs. You know, you're still going to get that little bit of pininess, some of the fruit, your hops.
Now, session, that's like beer term for
you can drink a lot of them. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Last week we had a Dogfish Head IPA that had a low ABV but had a ton of flavor. This is very similar, right? It's not, you don't feel like you're drinking a
a lower ABV beer here.
In a way, you're still, like you said, you're getting, you know, lower ABV. This isn't necessarily a better for you option. The calorie count's probably a little bit higher than Dogfish we spoke about last week. Grab some of these and you can maintain yourself at your company Christmas party for a little bit longer than you would if you were drinking something else.
It's a great idea.
This also has the same great stone flavor you would expect out of one of their products.
Right. You're still getting that hop assertiveness and the bitterness is... It's clearly a stone product. They do not shy away from that.
A vibrant hop bursted session IPA.
Right.
Whoa. That's a lot of words you just put in there. I didn't.
That was hard to read because the labels are all upside down.
Right. Right.
Why are the labels upside down again, Josh?
So you want to leave no stone unturned.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to
ask
me twice.
Part of their marketing campaign. It is not a mistake. So if you see it on your bottle, it's not a mistake. Drink it.
Yeah, I do love the part where anybody who would likes to collect beers, like me, would be collecting these thinking they were misprints. No, they're not. Just don't pour them on the floor. Pour them in your mouth or glass.
Right. Yeah. So when you turn the bottle up, then it's right side up and you're all good again.
Oh, my God. I love stone beer. Let's get one more before we grab a break. What is up next?
All right. This one is we've had it before. It's been quite some time. I think it's one of the more interesting beers out there. This is their Soaring Dragon Imperial IPA.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've had this.
I've never had this in a bottle, ever.
So this bad boy clocks in at 8%.
Ooh, and I like the word on it, Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Guy, you're really good with your scents and your flavors. Can you pick up a certain scent right off the front?
It's almost floral.
Definitely floral. Do you get a little bit of tea?
Slightly, but I get more floral.
Okay. So it's brewed with white tea. And you should kind of get that on the back end.
It's smooth.
On your exhale there.
It's very smooth. I love this beer.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. It's something interesting, and something different.
And I don't know anything very, very cool. Like this. I don't know that I've had a beer that at least had a, as you mentioned, Josh, the aftertaste. I don't know anything else that's like this.
Yeah, especially at that ABV at 8% with it being an Imperial and such a with the hop bitterness qualities. It does say floral qualities is part of their description, so well done, Guy.
Thank you.
But I don't know if you remember the story about this. They actually took their team across the pond there and had them check out the local tea market out in, I believe it was, I can't pronounce it correctly, but it's Taishan or something like that, Tea City Market. And they went through and picked a whole bunch of tea and tried some different stuff, and this is where they landed.
Really? So real, authentic research goes into this beer.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I am researching it currently as well.
Yes. Josh and me at SR Perot's World Headquarters, round two of the Stone 12 Days of IPAs next year. Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs Guy Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.